At Bridgestone, we are accelerating our efforts to create a more sustainable future for generations to come. Learn more about our Bridgestone E8 commitment at whatreallymatters.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, June 13th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Sheryl Sandberg is leaving her role as the Chief Operating Officer for Meta, the parent company of Facebook. And we're reporting that lawyers for the company are examining her use of corporate resources, going back several years. They're focusing on the extent to which Meta staff worked on her personal projects, according to people familiar with the matter. Sources close to Sandberg say the investigation was not the reason for her decision to step down, but it risks casting a shadow over her 14 years at the company. On today's show, reporter Deepa Seetharaman joins us to discuss what investigators are looking at and what the ramifications might be. That's after these headlines. Google has agreed to pay $118 million to settle claims it discriminated against women in pay and promotions. The deal ends a class action lawsuit brought in 2017 by three female former employees. The women claimed the search giant placed them in lower job levels than similarly qualified men, resulting in lower pay. They also claimed they were denied promotions or opportunities for career advancement. The settlement covers over 15,000 female employees who worked at Google in California in more than 200 job titles, according to the plaintiff's lawyers. Google didn't admit any wrongdoing, and a spokesman for the company says it's committed to paying, hiring, and leveling all employees fairly and equally. The deal still needs to be approved by a judge. Speaking of Google, it and Apple could be facing an antitrust probe from UK regulators. Britain's Competition and Markets Authority said Friday it plans to look into how the companies control web browsers for mobile devices. It also plans to look into complaints that Apple restricts cloud gaming on its devices and is launching an investigation into conditions Google places on in-app payments in its mobile store. Both companies said their practices promote competition and choice. Our reporter Sam Schechner says it's the latest effort by governments to take on big tech.
Big picture, the message here is that, rightly or wrongly, pressure is mounting on big tech companies, both from competition regulators and also from legislators. You know, the EU has agreed on a new law that's set to go into effect next year that will put stiff competition requirements, kind of fair play requirements, proponents would say, on the biggest tech companies. The US is debating some bills with similar elements, and the UK also has new powers that it wants to give its competition authority through what's called a digital markets unit.
In a first for a major U.S. video game publisher, Activision Blizzard says it plans to open talks with the Communications Workers of America after a small group of employees on the company's quality assurance team voted to form a union. CEO Bobby Kotick told workers that reaching the company's first collective bargaining agreement with a union could take time, but it would negotiate in good faith. The union will represent quality assurance employees at Raven Software, an Activision studio that helps make the Call of Duty franchise. Labor organizing efforts began last year after the company ended contracts with about a dozen of its quality assurance workers, leading to protests by other staff. Activision is in the process of being bought by Microsoft for $75 billion. And Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi has officially delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. Friday was the company's last day of trading. Didi went public in the U.S. just 11 months ago, but quickly became the poster child for China's crackdown on tech, after Beijing launched a probe into its data security. It also ordered the company to stop adding new customers. Didi's American depository receipts had plunged 84% from their debut price. All right, coming up, Meta is investigating Sheryl Sandberg's use of corporate resources for personal reasons. We'll discuss what they're looking for and what it could mean for her and the company after the break.
At Bridgestone, we are relentlessly seeking solutions to create social and customer value, improving people's lives today, while also creating a more sustainable future for generations to come. Learn more about our Bridgestone E8 commitment at whatreallymatters.com.
Sheryl Sandberg, the chief operating officer for Meta, the parent of Facebook, announced earlier this month that she would be leaving her day-to-day role at the company. Sandberg will remain on Meta's board, but her departure as COO marks a big change for the company, where she's been integral for the last 14 years. We've discussed her planned departure on the show, including an internal Meta investigation into Sandberg's use of corporate resources. But we're now learning more about what that investigation entails and how it's playing out inside the company. Joining us to discuss this is our reporter, Deepa Seetharaman. Hi, Deepa. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's break down what's going on here. The WSJ has previously reported that Meta was looking into Sandberg's use of corporate resources to plan her wedding. But what more have you learned about the investigation and how far it goes?
Our current understanding is that the investigation goes well beyond the wedding. The wedding is actually a small part of the overall review. And it really goes to the extent to which her personal employees, her staff at Facebook, was asked to work on her personal side projects and other kind of personal matters. So our understanding is that this investigation, which has been going on since the fall, is reviewing a pattern of behavior that goes back years. I mean, it goes back to, you know, even as far back as when she was writing her second book, which is around 2016 and 2017. So they're looking at a fairly extensive pattern of behavior and trying to determine whether her use of staff for supporting some of these projects was at all inappropriate. And we know this from speaking to people who know about the investigation.
You know, executives at companies often use company resources for personal use. What's different here?
Well, I think what the investigation is looking at is just how extensive her use of Facebook staff for personal projects was over many years. And it's a little bit unusual because this is a company that really has long seen the reputations of their top two executives, Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, as integral to the reputation of the overall company. But just as an example, both of these executives get access to private planes and security, even when they're traveling for themselves. And the company pays a lot of money for that. So last year, Facebook spent about $2.3 million for costs related to Sheryl's use of private planes. It spent $1.6 million for Zuckerberg's use of private planes. They both got extensive security at their homes. In Sheryl Sandberg's case, it was $9 million last year. In Mark Zuckerberg's case, it was $15.2 million. So there's a real, you know, investment made on the company side to keep these executives safe, but also to keep them, you know, happy in their personal lives, because what they do in their outside of work life matters a great deal to Facebook.
And do we know what prompted this investigation?
That we don't know. I mean, it just isn't clear to us. And, you know, this is an investigation that's been going on for quite some time. So since last fall. So, you know, that's 7-8 months of work. And so we know that, you know, the wedding is a small part of this investigation. We know that for at least a time, her handling of an incident with her then boyfriend, Bobby Kotick, was a part of the investigation as well. But it isn't clear, like, which of these different events might have triggered this investigation in the first place.
What has Meta said about the investigation?
They have declined comment for our story. When we discussed her wedding and her use of corporate resources to plan her wedding, they were pretty firm. They sent a statement saying that Sheryl did not inappropriately use company resources for her wedding. But other than that, they have been pretty quiet.
What about Sandberg? Has she commented on this investigation? And do we know whether or not it played a role in her decision to leave Meta?
She hasn't publicly commented on this. What we understand from people close to her is that this investigation has annoyed her in the last few months, but it didn't play a role in her deciding to leave.
What might the outcome of this investigation be? Will there be fallout for the company or for Sandberg herself?
So one potential concern among the people working on this investigation and people within the company is that potentially there's a question as to whether anything that Sheryl Sandberg did over the last few years amounts to a violation of SEC rules. So there is some question about that. It isn't entirely clear if she did or didn't, but it is a concern. But another outcome for this investigation might be that Sheryl has to repay Facebook for the staff time that was devoted to her personal sort of projects. And so that is still unclear if that's what's going to happen, but that is a possibility.
All right. That was our reporter, Deepa Seetharaman. Thanks for breaking this down for us, Deepa.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. But before we close out our show, we want to give you the opportunity to send us your questions about the crypto sector. Do you want to know more about how some of these digital currencies work? Curious what steps regulators are taking? Or maybe you just want to understand what's behind the big swings in valuation? Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. We're planning on answering these questions in an upcoming episode. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. We look forward to hearing from you. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.